Howdy, y'all. Alan Alford here, and what you are about to hear is a live recording. I recorded three shows in a row live at Zero Trust World 2024 in Orlando, Florida. Now, Zero Trust World is sponsored by ThreatLocker. And ThreatLocker, before you hear the show, has this little bit to offer you. ThreatLocker recognizes that cybersecurity starts at the endpoint and has built a Zero Trust endpoint protection platform that strengthens your cyber defenses from the ground up. ThreatLocker application allow listing, ring fencing, and network control offer seamless cybersecurity for organizations in any industry. With ThreatLocker in your cybersecurity arsenal, you can sleep better at night knowing that known and unknown software, application exploits, and even network traffic can all be blocked by default. If you're looking for a proactive solution that will keep your business better protected in the face of cyber threats, check out ThreatLocker by visiting ThreatLocker.com and tell them that you heard about them down here at the ranch.
Howdy, folks. I am once again live at Zero Trust World in Orlando, Florida. Who am I talking with?
My name is Carlos Rodriguez. I'm a VCISO here located in Orlando, and this is my second year on this show.
Oh, nice. So what do you think about this show so far?
It's good. It's a good crowd, interesting announcements around about the company and products, some good vendors there that I had, that I didn't know about that I'm looking at. For partnering, so I've enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, it's my first time to attend one of these kind of conferences wearing the VCISO hat, and it's a very different hat.
It is.
To your point, like you start talking to vendors and you start thinking about partnerships instead of buying them, you're thinking about allying with them to go deploy jointly in the field. So that's been a pivot for me. That's been a big change for me. So, what's the best part of the show so far for you?
Is that like always? Is that networking piece.
Yeah.
Now, what I found, because this is like my third MSP show that I've been to in the last year, is it's a different crowd.
Yes.
It's not, it's just different. So it's, I had to take different approaches, but from a education point of view, the Zero Trust sessions have been good too. I've always enjoyed that. It's one of the things that I help people with, so it's always a good opportunity to learn.
That's awesome. So that brings me to the challenge round question. How do you define Zero Trust?
Right. So to me is, I learned this term, it's not mine. I think at this conference last year, actually, I used to think it was another way of looking at defense in depth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I rose that question in a session, and I think it was at this conference, I can't remember which one, last year. And they explained to me that defensive depth is more like going in depth, right?
Yep.
Whereas zero trust is going wide,
necessarily
in depth. And it's really a mindset. I related a lot to agile, the agile culture mindset is that, to me, zero trust means integration.
I love it.
Of different solutions.
Yep.
Into delivering the policies, you know, in a better way. That really is, because most companies, regardless of size, are doing something.
Yeah.
Security related, are doing something identity related, are doing something firewall, etc.
Yeah.
So to me, zero trust is the integration of all of that to deliver more uniform policies.
I love it.
Possible.
I love it. That's a great definition. I like the width versus the depth analogy too, because if you start with deny all, then you don't need to be any deeper than that, right? That is your depth right there. Deny all default, and then broaden out. I love that. That's a great visual.
Yeah, and then of course the educational part of that is a challenge, because most CIOs or business folks don't understand that concept. And so, in fact, some may even be a little bit against the zero trust, you don't trust me type of deal, but it's just an educational opportunity for everybody to bring their policies together.
Sure. So how long have you been doing the VCISO thing now?
I'm on my third year now. Very happy.
You loving it?
I'm loving it. It's very challenging, very comforting too, when you see a company that didn't have one policy at all. And I'm talking about, you know, $100 million company. And you see the leadership engaging in a way where now we have a governance process we're now building all of those policies because they want to be, you know, best of class in their industry in security and pursue things like SOC, for example. So you have all the technical pieces. They do. They do all the right things. But it's not documented or in the oversight. So when I present to the board committee, now they understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, and why, how they benefit. So.
I love it. So a VCISO who's allowed to report to the board, you are truly embedded with these guys.
Yeah. It's a subcommittee of the board, but once a year they take me actually to the board, or at least once a year I sit down with the CEO as well.
That's nice. That's so awesome.
And every month now, we change the cadence. I meet with the executive director or COO basically and the CIO.
Okay.
At least once a month, and a partner. This is a law firm.
That sounds good. That sounds real good. And it sounds like a real partnership is happening there.
Yeah. Those are the best engagements.
Those are the best engagements for sure. I'm experiencing that myself right now with a couple of my clients, that I'm truly integrated and embedded. And I feared when I became a VCISO that I wouldn't be able to do that. Like, because you're an outsider officially, I was worried that that was going to be a barrier to true partnership. And so far for me, it hasn't been. So far it's working. And it sounds like you're having the same story on your end.
Same story. I actually probably my very first client when I was working with the CIO, and I said, well, I would like to meet with the CFO and the COO at some point. And that person was kind of, well, not really.
Yeah.
Long story short, that person moved on and they brought in an internal person. And when I sat down with the GC and the COO, they were like, no, well, why wouldn't we want to meet with you? And then from that point on, I met with them every month.
Nice.
And it just made a whole big difference.
It helps to have clients who care.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I came up with this idea, and I've run it by other VCISOs, and I'm hearing negative feedback that my idea is wrong. But it strikes me that if you're going to take the time to hire an outsider who, you know, VCISOs don't charge cheap. I mean, we're not minimum wage, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to take the time to budget that, create that, make that happen, spend that money on that person, that just sort of automatically indicates to me that you care about cybersecurity. Like, you wouldn't be making that investment if you didn't care. And so that's been my experience, that every client I'm working with, they care. I'm there for a reason. They understand and appreciate, like, yeah, we're spending money because we intend to and want to.
Right.
I've heard other VCISOs say, yeah, no, you're just lucky.
Well, I think it's setting the right expectations, right?
Yeah.
Because I have had clients that are just, I'm basically a check mark.
Yeah.
And compliance type of deal where they wouldn't even respond to my emails.
Right.
So I actually ended up leaving the client. And it's I can't work with you like that way. So there's definitely some of that.
Okay.
But again, if you early in the engagement really understand what you are getting into and what they need, what you're proposing, and if you're a good match, then I've learned from that experience that I can actually add value, because otherwise I don't really want to work with you if I'm not adding any value and just sitting there.
Yeah, right? I get that. I totally get that. So I guess I have been lucky so far.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. Listen, thanks for sitting and chatting with me for a little bit.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for this impromptu opportunity.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Howdy, y'all. We are once again live at Zero Trust World. Who am I chatting with?
Chris.
Chris. And where do you work?
At a mid-sized insurance company.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. So what do you think of the conference so far?
Oh, it's great.
What's your highlight so far?
Well, yesterday, the gentleman, the doctor that talked about the forecasting of the horsemen.
Chase Cunningham.
Right. That was quite interesting.
That was one heck of a presentation.
Kind of left a dent.
Yeah, that was a heck of a presentation.
Yeah,
and I actually had him come on the show. We did a whole show with just him afterwards, and he shared even more than he shared on stage.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
Is that going to be available too?
Yeah, that'll be released. All right, so that's the highlight for you.
I think the new features of ThreatLocker, the software, some of the new like ops and community stuff.
Yeah.
Being able to run scripts and stuff, that's something we're jumping all over. So
Nice. All right, so here's the challenge round question. How do you define zero trust?
It's been around a long time. It's just,
I
call it best practices of security, implementing security properly. It's least privilege. It's verifying, continuous verification of authentication, authorization, making sure that the right connection or the right person is not the right, making sure that they're enforced, that it's enforced, that they're authenticated often, not once, but often, validated, making sure that they have limited access to what they need to do their job. I mean, these are just core principles of implementing best practices of IT security, right?
Yeah, they've always been. Yeah.
Someone just came out with a new word.
Right,
Like cloud. Like, remember that? Cloud, cloud.
Right. Other people's computers. That's all that means.
Exactly.
Right on. All right. Well, I appreciate that answer. I think it's a good perspective, and I tend to agree with you on that one. I think some of these tenets of zero trust have literally been around since the mainframe era.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Howdy, we're back live at Zero Trust World. I am talking with Daniel. Daniel, tell us who you are and who you're with.
Yeah, my name is Daniel. I'm with Universal Companies. And I came here to Zero Trust just to learn more about cybersecurity.
I love it. So what does Zero Trust mean to you?
It means nothing is trusted. Like, just like you're saying, nothing is trusted by default. You only accept the things that you know exist in your environment.
And I like
by
it.
Doing that, you kind of like know you're kind of secure. There's not 100% security, but at least you know what is in your environment.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. That's a great answer. Well, thank you so much, sir.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
We are live again at Zero Trust World here in Orlando, Florida. Who am I chatting with?
My name is Ethan Johnson.
Ethan Johnson. Who are you with?
I'm with a company called Axiom Technology Solutions. We are paid by ThreatLocker to come out here and as we just became, or we just started using their product about 5 months ago.
Oh, right on. So what's the highlight of the conference for you so far?
For me, the highlight of the conference is meeting all these new people. I love coming to conferences, and this is my first IT conference.
Oh, nice.
So meeting all these new people, networking.
Nice.
I've loved learning all the different sessions, like the... Rubber ducky session, that was really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool. All right, so what is your definition of zero trust?
My definition of zero trust is the ability to lock down the computer or device to the point where, one, I can sleep better at night knowing that nothing bad's going to be happening to it, that I don't need to be supervising. Just the ability to know that even I don't have to keep my eyes on it for 24/7.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. It's an answer that's the subjective experience of the security person themselves. Like, zero trust equals I can sleep. I love that answer.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Howdy. I am at Zero Trust World talking with...
Ivan Fonseca.
You are with ThreatLocker, right?
Yep.
All right. And you guys put the conference on.
Yep.
And you are here to do some cool labs and some cool things that are going on today. Talk to me a little bit about what you're doing here at Zero Trust World.
Yeah, so we have two really cool projects that we've been working on. We got them to get to fruition so we can get people working on it. We have the Pwn to Own, which is towards the end of the building. That's basically a simulated penetration test. And if people manage to bypass its defenses, so there's two vulnerable boxes, one being a Windows machine, the other being a Linux machine with a common exploit on it. If they get through those, and they can take it home with them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Keep the machine. I love it. That's a fun contest. What else are you guys working on? I understand there's a pineapple...
Pineapple
Revenge going on. So walk me through that one.
Yeah, so that's at 1:30. That's a Rob thing. Basically, they're going to launch a pineapple, and we're going to do a few fun things. Showing, you know, leveraging its power, showing its capabilities to de-auth, create captive portals, and so on and so forth, and... We also have the hacking labs. If you want me to talk about that?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, so I spearhead the hacking labs, all the content that's covered there. So we have things like incident response classes, Metasploit CTF guided classes, which is I hold your hand through a simulated penetration test, and I teach you how to start from the enumeration phase all the way to the exploitation and privilege escalation phase. I'm thinking about another class that we have. We have the, how can I forget? Everybody loves the intro to rubber ducky class.
What's that one?
We give away rubber duckies, and we just show the basics on how to get it all started. Then we have an advanced rubber ducky class, and this one's kind of fun because we have the bypass Defender script. So we actually go into the GUI and disable security on Defender, and then we launch a reverse shell.
Oh, nice.
That's our advanced class.
I love that.
A flipper class. And
I still haven't gotten a flipper. I need to get one.
You definitely need to get one, man. Well, maybe you'll be able to win one. We're giving one away in that class.
Oh, there you go. I'll see if I got any of my old hacking chops still.
So in that Flipper class, we're going to teach you how to clone RFID tags.
Nice.
Yeah, so you'll be able to clone it, and then you'll be able to emulate that signal. We'll also teach you how to jailbreak Flippers, so extend its hacking capabilities.
Nice.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. And
that
then,
sounds super fun.
Yeah, so a couple months ago in one of our webinars, we disclosed a vulnerability to Mac to Apple about a Bluetooth and their accessibility. It's basically an accessibility vulnerability within Bluetooth.
Yep.
You're able to take over AirPods or AirPod Maxes with a Flipper by spoofing the MAC address, and then you trick the machine into now thinking it's a keyboard, and you can send malicious keystrokes to that machine gain a reverse shell into that machine. So we're gonna we're gonna be demoing that attack. I think we're gonna
that sounds fun.
No, it's gonna be super fun. We're gonna demo that in the hacking lab, and then we're gonna demo it in main stage tomorrow.
All right. So those of you who've never been to Zero Trust World, there's all the incentive in the world to get down here. That sounds like a fun afternoon. Couple of afternoons. I got one question I ask everybody. What does Zero Trust mean to you?
Zero Trust is, and I really like it. I like the way we deliver it, because we don't just say, hey, this is what Zero Trust is, go and do it. We kind of do it for you. I'd like to tell people it's built into our architecture, into our code. So we try to mitigate the ability, to, you know, for user error. That's, I mean, Jenny Radcliffe was speaking about it. 95% of the attacks are due to human error. So by having things like secure mode on our machines, we have that explicit default deny that doesn't allow anything to run unless it's a trusted binary. So the way I think about Zero Trust is you don't trust anything. You validate things first, and that's what we do. That's our mission.
Nice.
We
you
want
guys
to secure
are doing
the endpoints.
Doing it for the binaries. I love it.
Definitely.
You got to do it for the identities, do it for the network, do it for the endpoints, do it for the binaries. Zero Trust is quite comprehensive in my book, but I'm glad to hear somebody is doing it for the binaries. That's a vital, critical step for the whole thing. So thank you very much for chatting with
me. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Howdy, y'all, and once again, we are live at Zero Trust World in Orlando, Florida, a conference put on by ThreatLocker. Who am I chatting with?
Hey, John Douglas from Pylos Technologies.
Pylos Technologies?
Pylos.
Pylos. And what do you guys do over there?
We're a security-focused MSP based in Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas. Nice. Nice. Okay. So what do you think of the conference so far?
You know, so far, this is my first time coming to Zero Trust World. The experience has been really good. Got a lot more background on ThreatLocker and what they do.
Yep.
You know, and now going back, I'm going to be able to talk to my guys and probably put some things into play.
Nice. That's excellent. That's good to hear. What's been your highlight so far of the whole show?
You know, honestly, learning more about what ThreatLocker can do for us.
Okay.
You know, and their new, you know, that they announced this morning, you know, the ThreatLocker Ops and the expansion of that. You know, I really see the benefit on that.
That's cool. That's super cool. All right, so here's the challenge round question. I'm asking everybody the same question because I'm getting a bunch of different answers. What is your definition of zero trust?
You know, zero trust for me and what I look at for our customers, you know, is, you know, starting from default deny from the beginning, and then, I guess, loosening the reins, you know, from there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we really, you know, we're our customer base, you know, being in the Midwest, you know, and it's the same really all over, but in the Midwest, you know, everybody wants access to absolutely everything, even though that's not the case that they really need.
Right.
So that comes down to education.
Yeah.
You know, at that point.
Yeah, sure it does. Sure it does. It's the old, I've always done, I'm a CISO myself, and I've always worked in technology companies, you know, software and hardware and manufacturing, whatever. And there's always those engineers that just insist they need full admin, right?
Oh, yes.
That just insist they need full admin. And that conversation is always painful and always difficult. But, yeah, folks that think they need that access and don't need it, it's a culture thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They, you know, our customers, you know, we're really educating on, you know, we know in the past you have had access to you know, absolutely everything on the server, everything, you know, in the network.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's now, you know, we're really preaching how, you know, how the threats are out there, you know, that weren't there yesterday.
Right.
You know, and so going forward, you know, we have to tighten it down. That's what has to do. It's going to keep you safe. It's going to keep, you know, the network safe. You know, it's just, unfortunately, the times we live in.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming out and chatting with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Take care.
Yeah.
Howdy, we're back live at the Zero Trust World Conference, and I am talking to
Jordan Maidman from American University.
American University, right on. So what's the highlight of the conference for you so far?
I've had a really interesting time learning how you all look at zero trust and how we're all, I'm looking forward to the threat feed session in about, I don't know, 25 minutes.
Love it. Love it. So what is your take on zero trust? What have you learned so far? What's your, if you had to sum it up for the boss, what would you say?
Moving the boundary of people, the boundary from around people and data to just data and resources.
Nice. Okay. That's easy. That's simple and clean. I like that.
We've been talking about it for a while now.
Yeah, we have. It's amazing how many different definitions you get, though. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Of course.
Howdy. We are back again live at Zero Trust World here in Orlando, Florida, sponsored by ThreatLocker. I am chatting today with?
Mac Powers.
And who are you with?
I'm with Pacific Office Automation.
That sounds like a fun job. What do you do for them? Sysadmin?
Yep, I'm a sysadmin, and I'm in charge of our ThreatLocker deployment.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. So, conference today. There's been hacking camps. There's been really good keynotes. We had Chase Cunningham get up there and give this wow presentation. There's been a lot of different activities. What's been your favorite part of the show so far?
I think either the hacking labs. I got to go sit in on the incident response lab.
Oh, nice.
That was interesting. Just really seeing how ThreatLocker has evolved more from just application control into detection and response.
Yeah.
And then I thought the people hacking talk was fascinating.
I caught the tail end of that one, and I really wish that was Jenny Radcliffe, right?
Yeah, Jenny Radcliffe.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I'd caught that whole thing. She's got it going on, for sure. All right. So zero trust. We all talk about it. What is your take? What is your definition of zero trust?
For me, zero trust is being able to verify everything that goes on your environment. From applications to network connections to, storage. Basically not letting anything happen that you do not explicitly want to happen.
I love it. Okay. Straightforward and simple. Validate it all. Make sure it's what you want. And don't let it happen if it isn't what you want.
Yep. They always said trust but verify, but we're past the point of trust now. So
right.
It is verify and verify.
Verify and verify. I love it, man. Yep. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Take care. Howdy, live again at Zero Trust World. Who am I talking with?
This is Paul Shipp.
And who are you with?
I am with Door County Medical Center.
And what do you do for those guys?
I do the security, everything security for the tech team. We're a very small team, and our guys all wear different hats. But my primary hat is security, so I do everything from patch management to vulnerability scanning to policy creation and editing to BCP planning, et cetera, et cetera.
I love it. Okay. So the conference, what have you been doing here? What have you enjoyed so far the most?
It's been a pretty good conference. I liked the hacking lab. I wish it was a little more intensive, but it was interesting to see, I did the Metasploit one.
Oh, nice.
So it was interesting to see, what you could do with Metasploit. Just basic port scanning and trying to find stuff that's hidden on HTTP and
So
that's kind of cool because, I have a lot of knowledge on the technical stuff, like textbook knowledge, but I don't,
sure.
I have, don't have as much, hands-on type stuff. So I think it's really valuable to be able to attack your own infrastructure yourself.
Yeah.
And see, how are they doing it?
Absolutely.
So that was kind of cool. I like the PsyOps that they are releasing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if maybe we can pick that up. I think that would be a really useful tool because it's going to provide a lot of visibility,
yeah.
And extra help.
Yeah.
Their support team has always been fantastic.
This has been a consistent theme. Every single person I have talked to about ThreatLocker says the support is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. I mean, when they said 23 seconds, that's absolutely true. Like, the longest I've ever had to wait for a support tech was maybe 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And of all of the cases that I've ever had, only one case was something that they couldn't figure out in, maybe 10 minutes. And they still had another solution that worked.
Nice.
So, their support is phenomenal, for
That's
sure.
That's awesome. All right, here's the final question I've been asking everybody, and I'm getting a different answer from every person, which is, it's awesome. What is your definition of zero trust?
Zero trust. I personally think it's pretty self-defined.
All right.
Don't trust anything, you know. It's all about least privilege and need to know. If you were building a new security environment from scratch, you know, just set default deny.
Yeah.
And then go from there.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much easier, especially, you know, if you're building security into your framework from the start, mm-hmm. you're going to be saving yourself a lot of headache and time and money if you include security, you know, as you're building.
Right.
Better to bake
it in than slap it on like a Band-Aid,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's one of the key principles that I remember from studying for my CISP.
So. Nice. Nice. Well, Paul, thank you so much for chatting with me, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.
Howdy, and welcome to the live Cyber Ranch recording here at Zero Trust World in Orlando, Florida. I flew down from Texas to come learn about Zero Trust, jam out with my friends at ThreatLocker, and lo and behold, my brother Ron Eddings was just walking right by. We keep running into each other all over the planet. Ron, thank you for dropping by for a quick chat.
Thank you for having me. Always good to see you.
Likewise. So talk to me about Zero Trust. What's your relationship with Zero Trust?
I've been on the fringe of Zero Trust. I spent about 3.5-4 years in the SOAR space. And with SOAR, you have to give so many integrations access to a lot of products, a lot of identities. And, you know, my relationship with Zero Trust is understanding how can I give integrations access but not hurt the security posture for an organization.
Yeah. I understand that. So, yeah, I've deployed at the CISO level, you know, broad strokes architecture, and I'm here to learn more. It seems like we got a great lineup on the stages. Dr. Chase Cunningham is here.
Yeah.
I'm going to be recording him later. Have you seen anything else that highlighted you that struck your fancy?
I was super excited to see Jenny Radcliffe's keynote, because she's been a big inspiration for me just because, you know, she is able to break into anything, and she's not a technical practitioner, but
yeah.
Just the style, her approach, and the creativity is like something that really inspires me.
Some clever people hacking there.
Exactly.
I love it. All right, well, Ron, thank you so much for doing a quick snippet with us, and
yeah.
I'll see you around the conference.
I can't wait to be back on the ranch.
All right. Bye-bye. Howdy, y'all. We are once again live at Zero Trust World in Orlando, Florida, a conference put on by ThreatLocker. Big conference, I might add. Something like 900 attendees here. This is a big one, folks. And with me now is Mark Menzies. And Mark is with the Tech Degenerates. And I thought I'd ask him all about that. So, Mark?
Sure, absolutely. Hey, Alan, thank you so much for having me on the show. And so the Tech Degenerates, you know, we have a spicy name there, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, what we found is that, you know, especially, you know, a few years ago when, you know, travel wasn't so easy and such, a lot of the connections that we like to make with like-minded individuals happen at, you know, shows and events and such, such as this one. And, you know, we found that, you know, a smaller group, you know, started to form and such. And we said, you know, we had, you know, like-minded ideals. We had a lot of similarities. All of us owned or were sort of owners, hybrid owners of like MSPs and such, and technology providers. And what we decided to do is get together and try to make a community of the type of people that you'd meet, you know, maybe standing at a booth.
Yeah.
And then would end up going to dinner with later, you know, and then giving big hugs to when you're leaving and see you next time. And take that and then continue that conversation and build a community around it. So the people that you want to be around, not the, you know, people who maybe, you know, sneak into the friend circle type of thing, you know. And it has expanded into vendors. It's expanded outside of the MSP space into enterprise. It's expanded into just, you know, solution providers rather than MSPs. You know, vendors are here and from all walks of it, from engineers to sales, you know, the service providers, that's where most of our audiences, you know, we have our conversations in Discord and such. When we get to
nice.
An event, we, you know, we create a specific chat, and it's just really nice to not feel like you're being left out of a group.
I love
because,
it.
You know, as long as you're a human who likes interaction,
yeah,
we're here for you. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And you guys have got a booth, and I've been watching this whole time. My booth, just for the listeners, is two booths over from theirs, and it's been the busiest booth I've seen at the whole show. Like, you've got people just constantly coming through. I think the name grabs them, and they want to know who the heck are you and what's going on.
It does. It's great. You know, when we were you know, putting everything together, we were like, well, is that going to be too much? The word to degenerates, it's a draw. And then people sit down, they get to know us, and like, well, what are you doing? Well, what do you charge? And we're just like, no, we're here for the community.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that, you know, if there's a, you know, something like a cyber incident or something like that, a lot of the vendors that we use, that we pay, you know, they're in there. They're talking to us. They're, you know, this, you know, Screen Connect vulnerability that came out. We had people direct from the source in there. Of course, you know, other communities, you know, RMSP on Reddit, you know, and you know, sysadmin, those types of things. They were very responsive. Got a lot of emails from ConnectWise, from our SOCs, et cetera. But
yeah,
having that actual organic conversation with the people that you've gotten to know, it's just so much easier, you know, when we've curated the way that we have.
That's wonderful. That's a great thing. So you guys have got a Discord. You guys have got – I noticed, too, there was a whiskey giveaway that one of your guys is actually involved in distilling that whiskey.
Oh, yes, Craig Hickman. He's him and his you know, two brothers, they you know, every now and then have a special batch, you know, choose a barrel, bottle it, you know, make the logo and everything.
Nice.
Like that. And it's – I got to tell you, I learned everything I know about that from him.
Nice.
So
nice.
It's really it's really something special. So they're giving that away. I hope I win it.
There you go. I'm going to go put my card in the bowl. All right, so here we are at the Zero Trust conference here, Zero Trust World. What's been the best part of the conference for you so far?
You know, it's a lot of the conferences I go to have trouble doing that nice mix between you know, the management level, technical level. You know, whether it's be, you know, C-suite or engineer,
yeah,
or something in the middle or sales or what have you, they do a good job of mixing everything together. So giving some content for everybody, because a lot of, you know, people, you know, who are owners or CISOs or this or that, you know, they also like other things about our industry.
Yeah.
And this gives them the option to explore that. But it also gives enough depth. Where the content is appropriate for everybody, but it'll also, you know, scratch the nerd itch,
kind of thing.
Yeah. They're having a, you know, they have a class on the Flipper.
Yeah.
So I brought mine with me. I'm like, this is great. I get to learn a little bit more,
hopefully,
from very qualified people. And, you know, I was over here in conversation, you know, from ThreatLock yesterday, and it was, you know, whoever I think won, you know, one of the pen test contests they were having. And, you know, the person that actually invited the person is like, well, you invited a professional pen tester to do that, you know. So there's real legitimate people here. And it's refreshing. That's my favorite part, is the people who are here, the community.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So, all right, final question. This is the challenge round. How do you define Zero Trust?
So Zero Trust. That's a big one. Yeah. I feel like it's a core tenet of everything that we as an industry do. Everything should be looked at and questioned, reevaluated. You know, Zero Trust goes down to, like, you know, the core tenets of what, you know, risk assessment is.
Yeah.
And so if everything has a, you know, a metric of risk, you know, you should always be assuming that something is a risk until proven otherwise, and
right,
that's essentially Zero Trust. So it goes back to basically how, like, you know, CISOs, how, you know, solutions providers, everybody, you know, should be handling their security. So Zero Trust is the core tenet of how we handle security.
All right, so Mark, how do people find out more about Tech Degenerates?
Sure, thank you so much for asking. So they could go to the Tech Degenerates. It's spelled like it sounds. Well,
okay,
if you know how to spell degenerates, of course. TheTechDegenerates.com.
Okay.
And there's a link in there to join the Discord. You know, a little short vetting process there. There's a link to, you know, I'll receive some more information from us. You know, we also provide some professional services for vendors as well. So if someone's interested in engaging engaging us so we can engage, you know, the community, happy to do that too.
I love it. So just for the audience's note, I am actually going to be joining the group. I have gotten the info to sign up with you guys, and I'm going to follow through on that when I get home.
Well, we look forward to welcoming you in.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming out and chatting with us.
Thanks a lot, Alan.
Take care. Well, howdy, folks. We are once again live at Zero Trust World in Orlando, Florida. Who am I talking with?
You were talking with Will Shook of 5S Technologies.
5S Technologies. What do you guys do?
So we are a managed service and security provider.
Nice.
Based out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
And we service the mid-market, have a lot of local government as customers, as well as mid-market customers.
Nice. And you're an MSP / MSSP.
Yeah.
Doing both. Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, what do you think of the conference so far?
A+. Been a great chance to just get immersed in the world of Zero Trust, get immersed listening to other partners, get listening to vendors, listening to customers, and kind of getting a 360 on what Zero Trust means to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me, this is my first Zero Trust World, and I'm a CISO. And I'm used to going to the conferences where it's CISOs and the vendors are all in the booths, horking their wares at the CISOs, and the CISOs are all grudgingly paying attention to the vendors. And it seems like with the MSP community, you guys and the vendors are partners. It's not that the vendors are selling at you. They're wanting to sell with you. Is that kind of the deal?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it is an active partnership. And they like us with the feet on the street. It's a good division of labor, if you will.
Yeah.
We have the relationships. We have the ability to give kind of that white glove hands-on close to the customer interface or touch. And they provide deep expertise or the deep solution set.
I love it. I love it. And then you partner together and go to market together and everybody wins.
Yeah.
So, all right, the challenge round question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How do you define zero trust?
I define it with bread and butter. No, it is, I think, and this is probably hacked around a little bit, but being a fan of Ronald Reagan and his trust but verify nuclear policy.
Yeah.
This is that, but man, it's the modern version of it. And you got to verify, and once you're verified, you are a trusted member of our community, but only until the next time you try to do something, because we're going to verify you again, and we're going to verify you again. So you stay trusted while you're doing what you're doing, and it's a great policy. It changes the security posture of somebody instantly or of an organization when you do it.
I love that. That's a great answer. Well, thank you so much for coming out.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care.